Today is, actually tonight is, the yard site of the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech Milizhinsk. And actually, I'm kind of connected to him because the Maor V'Shemesh, who is my great uncle or something like that, but I'm named after him in some way, Kalman. So his Rebbe was Rav Noam Elimelech. He's very, very, very connected to the Noam Elimelech. He would go to his kever and mamash, like, spend a lot of time there. So, anyways, it's his yard sale tonight, and I'm feeling connected. So, he has what's called the Tzetzel HaKatan. Tzetzel HaKatan, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but basically, it's this little letter, and he tells his students to read this letter every day with advice. He gives his students, and it's very interesting. And many, many Hasidim learn this every day, like he says. And a lot of people have this Noam Elimelech, this tiny little Noam Elimelech, it's supposed to be a segula for many things. Tiny, it's like you have a little pocket tail and you have a pocket Noam Elimelech. So anyways, you should learn the whole thing together. But I thought we'd take, you know, 5-6 minutes to take, let's say, two ideas which are really interesting from the Noam Elimelech. It's quite intense. But let's try to connect a little bit to a few ideas, but two ideas.
Two ideas from that little letter?
From Tzetzel HaKatan. Exactly. Tzetzel HaKatan. I'm going to try to pull it up. I had it pulled up. The letter, Rav Arya Kaplan writes the whole thing out in his book. It's not complicated Hebrew at all. So let's start with this one. Kodem netilat yadav v'achila. Before you wash your hands to eat, in the olden days they would wash for their main meal. Yomar tefilat hashav shel Rabbeinu Yonah zal. You should do the tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah. You should do. It's like a built-in set time for like doing tshuva every day and remind yourself. So it's like every day before dinner, do tshuva. V'achar achilat amoyti yomar v'zal lashen. Before you say amoyti, just say l'shem yuchad kut rabrichim shchinti. For the sake of Kutcher Baruchel and Shechina. I'm not eating for my own pleasure. Actually, I'm eating to be strong to serve Hashem. And there should be not withheld sin or bad evil thoughts or too much physical pleasures, the unification of the Kadosh Baruch Hu through the holy sparks of eating and drinking. You should have intention when you're eating and drinking something, that the taste that you're feeling, when you're chewing, when you're swallowing, is the depth of holiness, the inner sparks of holiness. You're chewing the names of the Kadosh Baruch Hu into you, so to speak. The holy sparks which are in the food, and by chomping it down, and by breaking it down in your stomach, you're breaking apart the holy sparks in the food. So if you do this, your soul links to the holy sparks within the food and gets rid of the negative energy within the food. It's interesting. I was just learning today, Beramayim Chaim, this is basically the same exact idea. It's exactly the same idea that when they both talk about this Indian of before you do a non-mitzvah action, like eating, or drinking, or playing sports, or music, or running, anything. It's not exactly Torah mitzvahs. Dafka then, by saying L'shem Yichud, by reminding myself why I'm doing this, I actually raise the holy sparks out of that thing and it creates a big impression. So it's important to verbalize it. Let's say, for example, I'm moving my house and I'm cleaning it up. It seems like a very physical thing. It's not like learning Torah. If I say, I'm doing this, l'shem yuchad, making my wife happy, then the whole thing gets transformed into a mitzvah. So we should do that before we eat. We should do that before any physical action we do. It's very important. And the Chassidus, Noam HaMelech, to make sure we have the holy intentions, especially before we play holy ultimate frisbee. I used to do it with my students. At halftime, we would have the Dvar Torah in the middle of the frisbee game. But really, what I should do is in the beginning of the game, we should mamash do Kiddush before Frisbee.
That was really one interesting idea that I found very, very strong. And one more idea, which I also found was psychologically interesting.
You give them.
To always be talking to your teacher.
Even for a good friend.
All of your thoughts.
And he goes on to say, even negative thoughts, you should get rid of it. You should vent. Because it's a big screw-up. And this is very modern and very solar. It's like venting. The idea of like having a friend, a Rebbe, nowadays I would say a spouse. In the olden days, I don't know if they had the same relationship with all their spouses necessarily, but a friend, a therapist, a wife, someone to vent both your positives and your negatives. Noam El-Melech says it's extremely powerful and beneficial for your soul.
So these are some of the beautiful ideas that Noam El-Melech taught us. By the way, also the idea of doing something 40 days is rooted, as far as I learned, in Noam El-Melech, 40 days of the Kotel and all these things. It's the Noam El-Melech is the first one that I'm aware of to bring that up. So on his beautiful day of his yard site, it should be a schus for us, and it should be a schus for him, learning the Torah, and we should be zaycha to grow in our avodas Hashem, dafka in the physical things. Dafka in the challenges, Hashem should bless us to grow higher and higher throughout.